Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all with a hell of a shout. It's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall. Oh, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't.
Good morning, members and listeners to Radical Community Radio 3CR. You're with the Fire Up MUA program and the entire executive of the MUA Victorian branch. How are you, comrades?
Good, thanks, Dave. You add a new word into that intro every time. By the time we get to the end of this term, we're going to have no space to actually report. It'll just be you introducing us.
Well, someone suggested it was community radio, so I thought we'd better mention it.
Good morning, comrades.
Yeah, morning, members. And we also have a special guest with us, Amanda Swain.
Well, she's not a guest.
Well, what is she? She's not a guest.
She's a friend of the show.
She's part of the team.
She's the Victorian Tasmanian legal officer.
Granddaughter.
I'm whatever you need me to be.
Amanda joined us in the middle of June this year as the legal officer, as we said, and she's been a fantastic addition to not only the team, to the membership, and her assistance and ability to pick up our very unique industry and all the nuances that go in all the different agreements with seafarers and terminals to bulk and generals to all the sort of things that we do, to the tugs and all that. It's been quite incredibly impressive the way she's been able to pick it up. I'm still trying to pick it up. She walks in and just picks it up in the mart.
Well,
the
mart, I guess it helps when
you got stuff on the wall.
When your grandfather used to be the secretary, your father, your uncle, half your family still works on the waterfront. You know, the terminology comes pretty easy.
I think Amanda can tell us that. So, Amanda, welcome, and tell us a bit about yourself.
Thanks very much. Very happy to be here. So only 6 months at the MUA so far, but it's been about 16 years working within unions for me, and prior to that, growing up in a very union household.
So your previous unions, you're allowed to mention them?
Certainly. Not embarrassed of any of them. The first union I started at 21 was the CFMEU in the construction division. I spent a good 10 years there and was very, very lucky to work there. And after that, I did a stint at the Young Workers Centre, which is a new community legal centre run out of Trades Hall. It's an amazing initiative. And then did a brief stint at the AAU during lockdown, and then saw a job come up at the RTBU, which the rail industry's always been interesting to me from an industrial perspective. It's fun to play with a network. and then same things happened 4 years later when the jobs come up at the MUA. I thought, you know what, that's a bit of me.
It's sort of, without being, you know, it's a bit of destiny for you, really, with your history, your family history, of sort of always going to finish there.
Very probably. Polite way of saying once you're in, you don't get out.
It is harder to leave.
I don't think I ever would have had the guts to go work at the MUA when I was 21 and didn't, you know, was just learning. So I've spent the last 16 years studying and working, and predominantly whilst doing full-time work. So I managed to knock off a law degree.
I'm probably going to go a little bit off script here, but we had our the old-timers function yesterday, and you were there, and the RTB, where all our friends, the unions, turn up, and the RTB are there, and they asked me, how you going? I told them, you're going awful. Terrible, you wouldn't want it back. So don't even bother. I don't know what the hell you're doing employing them in the first place. So, but that was that was. I think they understood where I was coming from. You've been a great addition to the membership for sure.
And we had that event at the Jeff Swain Auditorium.
We did the Jeff Swain Burt Nolan Auditorium, and Jeff Swain clearly has the family history there with you, Amanda. So that was, and the photos were up and all that, which was terrific. So to have you as part of our team, we are absolutely blessed, I think.
So obviously it's been a really...
We are a plan the arts to work with.
It's been a really big year for the MUA and for Australia, and there's been lots of significant events happening. Dino, if you had one event that you'd like to point out, what do you reckon it'd be, mate?
One event? One event. Good question, comrade. Just throw that one straight on me.
No, you read the program.
I didn't see that on the agenda, though.
Mate, I think... For everyone, it's something that's shocked the world, and not only the Australian community, but the trade union community movement in this country has been the war in Gaza for me, mate. I think that's been life-changing for a lot of people. You know, I look at my children and to see them be around at a time where something like that's happened, the atrocities, the killing... It's probably been the standout. I know it's a terrible one to probably point out, mate. We should be thinking about much more peaceful things to think about. But yeah, for me, that'll be the one, mate.
Aaron, you've got yours rehearsed, mate.
Yeah, of course. No, I think I'll look a little bit more insular and at some of the and try and. Look at a positive note, and some of the great wins that we've had throughout the year. We've managed to knock off a couple of large EAs at Patrick's and VICT. We had quite the battle at Cube, which was come to a significant end. Well, which is ongoing, but the EA process come to an end, and I think that as a branch, we've been able to. You've just knocked off some the Lynx EAs, mate.
The Lynx EAs are done, yep. Except for Western Australia, of course.
ANS, yeah, well,
East Africa.
Yeah, they're 30 years behind. So we've been able to, I think, make some really good advancements for our members across a number of sites, and that's all been done this year. And I think that the delegates at each of those jobs should get a pat on the back and the members for the support of both the delegates and the union in the fights that we had. And one fight finishes and another one begins, and we're deep into it with automation at DP World. So it just the struggle continues, but there have been some good victories that we've had over the past 12 months that we should pause and I guess celebrate while we prepare for the next struggle.
And you're about to shut down WebDoc, mate?
yeah.
Finally,
yeah. So
there's a legal process there to go through. Apparently,
they haven't all. We haven't. Everything hasn't settled yet. And I was going to leave this to the industrial report, but we're in the commission today with AAT at WebDoc. AAT do the receival and delivery side of the car boats primarily down at WebDoc. Their EA expires on the 31st of December, and we have the hearing to get the protected action ballot up today, and the vote closes tomorrow. Quietly confident that everyone's voted already, but for those who haven't, vote yes to all the questions, and we'll be in the commission with the company today to finalise to participate in the mandatory conciliation process, and then the action will be available to us following an order, but from early next year, at which point we will be taking the action, because the company have dug their heels into belligerence as late as 7 o'clock last night. So they're on notice.
Robbie?
Well, Dean touched on Gaza, but I suppose you'd be remiss of us not to mention what happened in Bondi. And in the comments, we all got our outside friendship groups and stuff, and I said, I just cannot believe the hatred in the world right now. It's really awful, and I just look at it and I think, where is this going? And I don't want to blame one particular individual, but the hatred that spews out of the US is extraordinary, and the divisiveness of that leadership over there, I don't want to say the prick's name, it's just awful, and that fuels it, and it's being fueled by all, and then what's going on in Syria's awful, and Ukraine's awful, and all this stuff going on around the world. There's just there's no place for it in this world. We're all born equal. We're all just, no one asked to be here. You just plopped here. And we all should be given an opportunity to thrive. And the politicisation of what happened in Bondo is really annoying me. Why does it become a political football? It's just an awful thing to have happened. And now the blame game starts. And that assists with the fueling of the hatred. And there's just no place for it in this world. And, you know, we had the Dave, you can, as a segue, I suppose, you can talk about the Pieces Union Business conference we held last week.
Yeah, that's right. Warren Smith led that conference, and the AEU and the NTEU were all unions heavily involved in the organising group there. And we had the RMT. We had Darren and Gareth, the secretary of the RMT, Proctor. Come over. Yep. And so it was international, had an international flavour, and certainly we don't think the union movement's doing enough around peace, so that's the aim of the conference, to get the union movement motivated, try and get the leadership of the union movement behind a peace campaign. So that was great, and it was a stepping stone, small steps, but we're looking forward to, you know, growing that next year, getting some more unions involved, and I think the world needs it right now, and certainly the trade union movement needs to get off their arse and do the right thing. We've always supported peace and been anti-war. And
was there any key points that come out of it, Dave? I missed the tail end of the second day, but was there any key points that come out that we, you know, are highlighting?
Oh, well, you know, the rise of the far right was discussed, and racism was discussed, and, you know, it was acknowledged that people grow up in different environments and have different influences on their lives, and so, you know, you can't necessarily blame someone for having a mad view or a racist view. When you dig a bit deeper, you find out that they're being disadvantaged in some way, and, you know, we need to address those problems. We've got the housing crisis here in Australia, we've got the cost of living crisis, and, you know, they're fed so much bullshit through social media, through Sky News, through Donald Trump, so, you know, we need to just talk to people and try and get a better understanding of why they're thinking that way and point out that they're probably wrong.
I like it.
You know, that was a two-day con. That was, we were quite proud to hold that in there, to be asked to host that in our auditorium, which hosts a lot of different community groups, which we, as a branch, we're quite proud of the fact that we have a lot of groups, including the Defender CFMU. We haven't touched on that. Yep. And when we leave here today, we're having breakfast with the construction leadership here in Victoria, and so we're trying to assist them, and that on its own has been an amazing thing. How is history going to record this in years to come?
The betrayal of the Labor Party. Absolute disgrace.
Yeah, and there's, and unions. And
couldn't have been any drier. But,
and unions in behind it, like, you know, the union movement's not a one size fits all, and there's been exactly unions right out there openly.
The removal of natural justice.
Oh, it's just extraordinary that you can say, well, we're sacking you now. What for? Well, I don't have to tell you, mate, we're sacking you.
Because 60 Minutes said so.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's an amazing thing what's going on there.
We shouldn't trust journalists, unless they're from 3CR.
Well, that's very true. So that's been extraordinary, and and we had Paddy in the auditorium yesterday as well as a guest. And Paddy, even though he's announced his retirement as the National Secretary, will still hold a role in that broader union movement and will continue his role in the ITF. And his idea of retirement might not be mine or yours, I can tell you. But but he will continue, because I think without that leadership, you know, the union movement needs it, but the construction needs it, with Zach doing his best and Paddy from our side, because we're basically down to the two unions now anyway in that amalgamated union. So
one of my favourite events this year was May Day, where we had the May Day March, and then after the May Day March we had the AFIDA fundraiser at our auditorium with the Painters and Dockers playing, and that was the 50th anniversary of the Balibo Five.
Yes,
correct. So,
that was an amazing
event. Well, Paulie, was it the old timers turn yesterday?
Yeah, Paulie Stewart turned up, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So it was great to have that. Yeah, we held that in our auditorium. Thank goodness we didn't have anyone stripping off to nude school like we have done in the past.
Aaron kept someone his clothes on.
I didn't say who. Then what do you want to go and lag the bloke for? What's going on with that?
I think he should be holding his head high.
I did it.
Well, we gave him an opportunity to defend himself. I did it. Hand up. When you're caught, you're here, as they say. So, but, you know, it was a terrific event, wasn't it?
It was. And also the 50th anniversary of the sacking of Gough Whitlam.
Yeah, wow. What about that? When you go back and look at that and all the old footage and what the hell was going on there with Sir John Kerr and once again...
CIA. Clearly the CIA.
Rightio. I never said so. No, that was... an extraordinary time again, and how history's been recording that, and awful time for Australia and politics and democracy again. Democracy being challenged.
So 50-year cycle, eh?
Pretty might look like
an
might
attack
look that
on
way.
Democracy in the Whitlam dismissal, an attack on working class democracy in the administration of the CFMEU, complete undermining of workers having the choice of who leads them. In two very critical social structures, both the government and trade unions.
Yeah, I find it amazing. You know, the administration of the construction and the you look at the banks. You know, Scott Morrison 23 times said there's no need for a royal commission. They finally have one, and my God, robbing dead people. No one got the sack. No royal commissions. No administration there. Just fix your you know, your backyard up, boys. Yeah. You know, like the difference in the treatment.
No, the ruling class are allowed to break the law and go to war, and bloody John Howard should be in jail
for what he did.
Absolutely.
I mean, that 98 thing it will haunt Australia, and the fact that a government would conspire with big business to shut down. It's just you know.
And we're not suggesting that that's kind of happened with the master builders of late, has it? That's not a suggestion.
I'm not suggesting anything. Nope, we're not vetting this. Nope. We might get that legally vetted before we say that.
It's good to go.
Or even suggest it. It's good to go. You're not good at that. That's the wrong advice, Amanda, just quietly. So anyhow, well, that's all the bad things. I suppose there's some shit in the world in there. And some shit employers and just the media in this country is a disgrace. But there is some great things too going on. Except for 3CR. Got to keep saying that bit. But so I thought it was just assumed. Of course, they're on the right side of the ledger. But there is some good things going on. And, you know, and Paddy's legacy is going to be left. But the fantastic legacy of, you know, we've now become an international union and a leader on the international union front. Jake Field will take over from Paddy in the end of February into March. And that'll be... You know, Jake will get his opportunity to, he won't be doing it the same as Paddy because no one will do it the same as him, but Jake will get to put his stamp on the union as the leader, and and we look forward to that and working with Jake. We know Jake quite well through the branch, you know, clearly we worked with him quite closely on a number of areas. You know, he assisted Dean through the Sea Road campaign, as did Adrian Evans, and, you know, we've had a few national officials go through there, and he's now leading the DP World stuff and ran the automation of that. What about this? We have a DP World meeting. This is just going to be a total left field stuff, but we have the meeting, all the committee from around, you know, the officials and delegates, and we said we go out for dinner, you know, in Sydney and go to this Chinese restaurant. And what do you reckon? What do you reckon served us? It came up with we ordered the meals with the waiter. Next thing, a robot. Starts heading towards us with all these plates on. Wow. All these plates on. I said, "Oh, you've got to be joking! This has got to be a setup." Andy automation and a robot walks up, you know, rolls up to us with all the plates on. You've got to be taking the piss.
Anyway, we tipped him over, and the food was late too, so everything's delayed. There's no productivity.
No productivity.
Just disgusting. It was worse too. It had too much salt.
And I had to employ three people to maintain it as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, that's right.
And Aaron, we did some amazing training this year with our delegates, including three with the Anna Stewart program.
We did, yeah. We did. We had three young women go through the Anna Stewart program, which is a training program through Trades Hall to empower young
female Diamond, leaders. Jess Diamond, Molly Driscoll and Ashley Leedon.
Yep. And then we ran our own training in-house, our own delegates and trade union training in the branch, and that was led by Dave Cush, who does a lot of our training now. He's not quite retired from the workforce because we've got him zipping all over the country to roll out delegates training on behalf of the union nationally.
What about him? He went and took leave. I said, I didn't see any form for application for leave. What's going on here? What? So he said, I won't be at the old timers or the... Because I've got, I'm going to be on leave.
He's in Bali, isn't he? Sending yeah. himself in
Unbelievable.
Bali.
Do you get leave?
you apply for it.
Yeah, you apply for it. You get to do your 35.
But what a fantastic fillip for the branch that is, that, you know, particularly the branch developed, but mainly Aaron and Dave yourselves, and developed that delegates training
structure and program.
And then Dave rolls it out, and then it actually rolls out around the country. And it's just. And I suppose while we're talking about Dave and veterans, gee whiz, we are zipping all over the place here. But be remiss of us not to mention we've lost some heavyweights of the people who've actually helped to formulate this union. We lost Jimmy Donovan in Sydney, who's actually helped form the IDC 25 years ago.
International Dockers Council.
Yep. You know, we lost our own Roger Wilson recently at 95, and Roger was most articulate and always had something to say at our meeting, structure to add to our meeting.
Great peace activist,
mm-hmm. Yeah, all going all the way back into the 40s. He was doing all that sort of stuff, and we lost
Glenn Woods
as well,
and Freddie Krauser.
Yeah. Gee, people have been, you know, great leaders of our union and, as I said, help formulate where we are today. And just a reminder of how precious life is, you know. Poor old Glenn, we saw him at Freddie's funeral Tuesday, two days later, he went to sleep and didn't wake up. And so it's just a, you know, bit of a reminder there. But the union is we are a great union, and part of the reasons that we are a great union is the history and the people that have come before us.
And they set us up to be in the position that we are today that allows us to go on with fights like the fight you're having with Cube, Dave.
Yeah.
Still.
Cube TT line. I was a bit of a smart ass to the HR manager, so, you know, putting pressure on him when we were going to have the EA vote, so he fucking opened it on Boxing Day.
Well, you got nothing to do Boxing Day.
Nah.
Hey, that'll teach you for being a smarty.
Yeah. And there's no public holidays as a union official, mate, so don't start that odd.
But all good. Yeah,
double time of nothing, still double time.
Those members deserve to get that vote done, and of course they'll all be working, so Boxing Day is just another day with the Spirit of Tasmania.
Yeah, and Amanda, is there anything you've got on your plate that's or anything in particular that you've had to deal with that's been so different than you? What the hell? Question without notice.
Not our personalities.
Not
what the hell?
Not the childishness of us.
No, I think it's
us.
Just more having the approval to go and enforce agreements in new jurisdictions. So we've got a magistrate's court case against Cube at the moment. It just seems nonsensical that they're not paying this travel allowance. And, it's fun to initiate in a new court and see what it's like. And we're in the early stages of that. And, yeah, it looks like we're off to a full-blown trial for that. So it's good.
It's nice when you pull on your suit or your coat and you're the applicant and not the respondent or defendant.
And Amanda, we've seen a bit of a swing with the commission with regarding unfair dismissals, where we've actually managed to get a few people back in on the job.
Yeah, I've been impressed with the legal team nationally at the MUA. I've been very lucky that in 6 months I've been up there in the first week, met them all together. We've also had training up there all together. But one particular individual, Kirk Bond from Sydney, he's had 3 reinstatements in I think it was the first 3 months I've been here.
Yeah.
And I think in the 16 years prior, I wasn't aware of maybe one reinstatement. So,
The first thing you always say to a member is you got no chance of getting reinstated.
Well, you might, don't. We try to give them a bit of hope, mate.
It is a shit.
Have any of Dave's been reinstated?
Yeah.
Clearly not.
Yeah, it's a very poor system. It takes a long time. It's arduous. It's almost like it's deliberately built to grind people down to take the settlement which is how they usually resolve. Because we've still got an outstanding one from July. It's outrageous.
We had one handed down, a cube one, that was in March, and it got handed down in last week, I think, around the AAH. So that was a 9-month wait, and now they appeal it. So the process just now just drags out. It is a year's process.
Is that one related to a takeaway food shop?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that was, I didn't see that coming.
It was he's talking about a decision in the commission from a dispute, not an unfair dismissal.
Sure. I didn't know. I didn't realise we jumped then.
look, it is 5 to 7 in the morning. Dave's still waking up, still scraping the sand out of his ears.
Well, some of them had to stand up for the team and drink all night.
Those veterans, the old timers, they can put the odd one away.
Anyways, Dave, how did you get home last night? Did you get home in the back of a divvy van?
Home in the back of a divvy van, but we hope that none of our members go home in the back of a divvy van either this Christmas.
That's obviously a takeoff of the...
It's a segue to the final song.
You're going home in the back of a divvy van. Wants me for a chat and said, you're going home in the back of a divvy van. You're going home in the back of a divvy van. Well, I've been dilly this time of year. The tension rises one more beer. Look at all those bodies piled in.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.